Hello.
Hey, Trent.
Hey, how you doing?
Everything is good. Everything is good. I was just running back and forth with development team with Peter and everything about it. All right. Okay. Well, I suppose that you have replied to the email that Peter sent out because this is, we have to keep a documentation as per the company policy so we can know that, yeah, hey, the client said it needs to go live. All right. Well, the website from the Telus, we have already gained access to it. All right, and the website that was already on there or will be taken down. Do you want any kind of backup for that website or no? For the previous one?
Well, a question for you. Because we are loading this onto a new domain, new host server,
Yes. Yes.
that one there, I would technically still be able to access it. Is that correct?
You will be able to
Like,
access it.
I know what you're saying is like we don't want to have a double website, is what you're saying, obviously, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think if I need anything from that. I can
Anything at all,
basically.
if you can think of, because what my team will do is they will just go ahead, take down the previous website and please give me a minute. All right,
Hey.
well, Peter just called me. I'm sorry about that. All right, okay.
No worries.
Peter did reply to an email. He said that he needs the credential for the biomed. If you can go ahead and send it over to him again, I
Just
would
doing
appreciate
that
it.
as you and I are talking, so it's all
All right,
good.
okay. So what the team will do, they will just go ahead and, take down the previous website. That is the reason I am asking, if you do want any kind of backup from the art worlds or the biomed. All right. They will not be disturbing any of your emails. It will just be the domain and the website. That's it. All right, because we will not be disturbing any of your emails that you will be
No,
using
that's
or
yeah,
anything
we
like that.
definitely can't have our email, obviously can't have our email sites wet because I got stuff in there. But the
Yes.
website itself, I don't think, you know what, let me just double check while I got you on the phone here.
Well, I will have the backup. I'll take down the backup, all right? So if you do need anything, we still have a backup. You can just go and get it from there.
I don't think I do because everything that's on there I have in folders anyway. So yeah, products, services, consumables. No, you know what? We can go ahead and take it down because all the stuff that was on there, that like the info, is on the new one anyway. So yeah, and
Of
any
course.
photos and things like that on there I have in other folders anyway. So yeah, we can go ahead and take that one down.
Sure.
And
What I'll do is I'll just go ahead and give them a green signal because they're always wait for me. All right, if they want any kind of things, so I'll just go ahead and well, it will take 24 hours of time, and the website will be automatically up on the domain. All right, because it needs to be
Okay.
first hosted. The domain needs to be connected over and needs to be hosted first, and then it needs to be get it up on there on with the A records and everything about it. So I am just sending them an email to go ahead and take down the previous websites and connect the domain over to our host and get the website over there and apply the files and everything about it over there. Alrighty, okay, and everything is all good. And I have told the social media team to send you the code as well and give you the access to all of your social media accounts. So that will be Facebook, Instagram, and the third one you said, which one did you want it? You said you have already LinkedIn, you have?
I already have LinkedIn,
All right, so you don't want any kind of third platform, just Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn? And
not for
YouTube.
LinkedIn, no.
I need your YouTube page link. Can you send it over to Peter? All right, for the link for your social media, for your YouTube, so he can
Sure.
just go ahead and
Just
integrate.
a reminder that all those things are only for the artwork stuff, not
Yes,
for
yes.
biomed,
Or
right?
not for
Yeah.
biomed, for artwork.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just replied to that email. Let me just get out of here and I will get back into Artworks. Okay, one sec here.
And did you get the invoice as well from Peter
Yes,
about the
I
social
did,
media?
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, Now you're saying that you want the link to the YouTube page?
Yes. So I can, you know, show
login or anything, though.
No. I don't need any kind of login. I will just be creating a, you can say, what do you call it? I forgot the name. But it will be shown. It will be shown onto the website down below about all of the videos, and they can just go ahead and go by that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm doing that as we speak. YouTube page link. I just have to get in there and log into that. Okay, so I gotta type my page. So the actual, like, you need the link to my actual channel, right?
Yes, so I can connect it over to, but on your channel, I saw some of the videos regarding the artwork, and some of them were related to a different thing. So you'll be uploading about artwork more often on there, or what do you want to do about it?
Yeah, I'll be, like, there's categories. Like, I do some stuff with cooking. Some stuff is motivational stuff with the book.
All on the same page?
Some stuff is the artwork through the shop. But I have them in categories, so, like, I have different categories to the channel, right? So
but you want me to go ahead and showcase only artwork, right, onto the website? Because if I'm going to go ahead and show all of the videos, then, of course, it will be, you know, not looking good.
Well, on the website, yeah, just the artwork stuff for now is fine. Yeah.
Mm.
And I can organize it better later. Yeah.
That is not a problem.
Let me just send this link to Peter.
Let's send it over to him so we can just go ahead and integrate.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Sent.
Got it.
So, yeah, I know I have a little bit of different content on the YouTube page, though, like, but it does relate to, like, some stuff relates to books. Like, I have a motivational book, right? And some stuff relates to the shop work that I do, because I do, like, metal work, or I'll do, like, the artwork. So it's all related to, you know, drive traffic and the sales of what we're building. But, again, those categories are organized on the channel. So for the website, for now, let's just put, you know, the links to the art videos and whatnot, and we'll go from there. I have to obviously build it out later, right?
Yeah, of course. And what are you doing with those books, by the way? You wrote them, and what are you doing? Are you selling them on Amazon, or are people able to download the book, or whatever? What is it?
It's strictly on Amazon, self-published, yeah. And I've had interest by publishers. I just haven't had anything, like, locked in, but, you know, like, actually getting it mainstream, but that takes a while. You have to build cred and whatever before you get that shit, so you have to kind of start, right, somewhere. So,
so did you got any kind of code for the publishing or anything like that?
No.
Oh, so you're not publishing them, why?
It's strictly Amazon. It's self-published. So basically anybody who wants to buy one, they go on Amazon, and Amazon prints them as they sell, right?
Of course we can. Well, of course you can go ahead and publish it over Amazon, and, you know, make it ads or anything like that, so people get interested when they come onto Amazon, and they can just go see the books. If they're interested in books, at least Google will go ahead and, you know, what do you call it? Google will go ahead and fetch their search history, and if they're interested in books and with the niche of the book, the Amazon will show your book over there, so they can be interested in getting that book, and they will buy it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
So, well, I mean, like I said, I'm a visual guy, so I need to see first what the website looks like once we launch it, right?
Of course. It will be the same as it is.
Just as we go along.
Of course. Well, it is. I have given the green ticket, and they will be, getting it done.
Sounds good. Like I said, if there's stuff that we want to change later on, I can always keep in touch with you guys, right?
Of course you can. You always have my number. You can text me, email, whatever you choose.
Because we're partners now, Joe. We're working together here, right?
Yes, of course. We are partners.
Because we have our social media. We're gonna like I said, I always have to approve anything before it goes public. But you know,
of course,
I am looking forward to seeing
you. You and I are business partners now. Everything that goes by will not go by anything, even if I say yes or you say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That means whereabouts are you guys in California, by the way?
San Jose.
Oh, that means I got to come down to San Jose for a business meeting.
Well, you can, or I can fly it over to you.
Well, you don't want to come here much later than a month or two from now. It's middle of winter. I'd rather go to California. I know I got an excuse. We go for a beer or something. To talk about websites.
Yeah, we can go for a club.
You go to the clubs. Or I'm too old for that shit, man.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, everybody's living a little. So yeah, you can go ahead and enjoy yourself as well. Why won't
what are
you?
How old are you?
Me? I'm 36.
Yeah. You're still chasing women, eh?
And, well, one got me, so, yeah.
Ah, I see. Well, that's all good. There's nothing wrong with being in a relationship, for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's with me for almost, 9 years now.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and what about you?
I had one, I was married for 5 years, and then I found out she was trying to basically target me to destroy my life for money and try to basically coerce me into fraudulent immigration activities and all kinds of good stuff. So I don't exactly have a good story in that regard. I actually put part of that on YouTube.
Oh yeah, that's the one that I saw.
There was one, some of my motivational videos are about basically how to not be screwed over. And I survived that attempt, but I mean, if I wasn't strong and I wasn't smart, she would have destroyed my life, right?
So are you kind of a billionaire or something?
No, not yet. But when somebody targets you, when somebody targets you and tries to destroy your life to, for her, whatever it is, other reasons, when, you're trying to run a business and legitimately live life and things like that, when people are trying to do that stuff, you get to a certain point, it's like, well, you're trying to make a public, smear campaign on my life, so I'm going to put some stuff on my YouTube video. And magically, you know what happens, Joe? They leave you alone after that.
Well, they're like, shit, they're getting scary.
Oh,
they're getting
this guy's not scared.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy's not scared. So, but we better, like any bully, right? Oh, we better leave him alone now. You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's
so. I might take those away. I might take those videos down at some point. The ones that I have about the surviving.
Abuse, you can save
those ones there.
You can save them, and then you can go ahead and take it down. But if they come by, they're like, well, surprise, surprise.
That's the thing, eh? So, I put those up there for a reason, just to make a point. I might take them down someday, but right now, we're focusing on good things, right? We're gonna get the things going that I'm trying to get going with this company, and those there are just a little bit of defensive action against people who think they can, access YouTubers or people who are socially recognizable. No, we have boundaries. I can enforce boundaries too. I don't have to be, Mr. Circus clown when you're out in public. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just how I am, Joe. You know what I mean? So.
Well, you don't have to worry about it, all right? Well, you have me as a brother, then you can just go ahead and share with me whatever you want, all right? And I will be there in a glimpse, and in seconds, as you know that I
sounds
do the play fast.
Because as you're probably aware, some of this social media stuff, I never go on social media trying to attack somebody. I'm always on social media trying to promote my brand.
Of course.
But you understand, with that, sometimes you get these people who try to screw you around.
Screw you around.
Yeah. They want to draw you into conflict and things like that. And I try to avoid that stuff. But like I said, I'm not scared. I will stand up for myself when I have to, you know. But I don't want my social media to turn into that. I want it to be a marketing platform for the things I'm building, creating, achieving, doing, you know, innovating,
well,
those types of things.
Well, this is what my plan is at the moment, all right? Like,
perfect.
When we're going to go ahead and start with this, all right, as I am starting with that for you, all right?
Nice.
I will be taking this art world thing into something that everybody fantasizes and everybody respects. All right,
nice.
Hey, it's Trent. All right? They go by that. All right? And people will be encouraged. People will be, you know, coming back to you like, hey, Trent, I want to go ahead and learn about this. How do you do that? All right? And how do you do sand blasting? And how do you go ahead and paint? And how do you go ahead and make these tattoos, cool tattoos, and everything about it? All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead. Actually, you will be having a fan follow. And then one day I might see you on a red carpet. You'll be like, oh, hey, Trent.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't know about that far, but we'll see.
Well, I will try my level best to go ahead and get you somewhere that is, you know, achievable. All right?
Sounds good. This is
something that is achievable.
Oh, absolutely. Everything is achievable. I'm a person who believes that. It's like when you're getting innovation, you know, the hardest part about innovation is not the idea. The hardest part about innovation is not the idea. It's getting other people to cooperate and help you out to bring it to life. That's the hard part, right?
It is.
And I'm pretty good at that. You can tell I'm pretty good at working with people. You know, my main business, I work with thousands of people every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, most of us work very well together. And, you know, when you're in a focal point position like I am, dealing with thousands of people across half a country, you cannot get by just by appeasing everybody and being a pushover. You have to sometimes put your foot down, and you have to be assertive so that people know your boundaries, so that you have a defined boundary. And if people cross those boundaries, then okay. If I make a fool out of somebody who knows my boundaries and knowingly crosses those boundaries, that's on them, not me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it works. So,
well, of course.
But, yeah, you know.
Well, of course. Well, that's pretty understandable. And, you know, well, when we go ahead and, you know, leave someone, all right, they leave their marks as, but if someone leaves in a bad way, then we go ahead and scratch it off and we start over. So I suppose that
you need to
go ahead and have a little start over of your life as well, friend. If you want to go ahead and, you know, have a good emotional backup or anything like that.
Oh, I don't worry about that part, man. Like, I have personal acquaintances for that kind of stuff. But when it comes to business, yeah, I'm very, very business-oriented. When it comes to business, I like, you know, business to be business, right? And I'm a very personable person, but, you know, it's a matter of basically keeping business matters business and personal. And a lot of times when you're in business, I see it all the time where people try, and again, I know social media that's what it is, it's social. It's like, it's your personality. Your brand is part of your personality. But there are aspects to business that you gotta keep the emotion out of it. You know what I mean? There are certain times when you have to, and keep the personal, you know, bite your tongue, so to speak. Sometimes you keep the personal things out of it. Handle business, and then your personal things are with your personal people, right?
Well, that is the reason. Well, that is the reason you don't even have to go on to social media, because you have me and the team to go ahead and take care of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that is the reason we're signing up for the social media and everything. All right. Mm-hmm. So we can go ahead and create something for the art world thing. All right. So the business can go ahead and take a flight and, you know, skyrocket. So that is the whole reason that we need to go ahead and do it. Why? Firstly, that we need to go ahead and build a brand awareness. If people know about the business, but they will know about the business through SEO, but they need to see the trust. All right, they're like, hey, this business is good for me. All right, exactly. How will they see it through social media management and marketing? Mm-hmm. All right, they will think like,
and
hey,
that's where you guys. And I will admit, that's where you like guys like that do what you do. You're experts at it.
Of course,
I'm a good talker. I'm a good seller. Social media, like you said, you've gone to school and you studied those methods of how to get, you know, get the clicks, get the views, get the channel into where you want it. And that's why I'm fully comfortable.
And that's how you came in onto our website as well, right? And that's how we build trust. That's how we trust each other. All right. That's how we can go ahead and go by. All right. We need to go ahead and grab the attention, grab the trust of the people. All right, like, hey, Arts World is a very legit business that they can go ahead and do business with. By what? Mm-hmm. By doing marketing, by spending a little, all right? And then people will see, like, hey, this business is spending money. It means that it is legit. The one who doesn't spend, all right, doing cold calling and anything like that, all right, that is not a legit business. All right, they're doing cold calling. Why? Because they don't have any kind of budget or anything right now. They're just trying to go ahead and scam people. All right, we don't do that. We go ahead and, you know, when we earn, and then we deliver, and then we go ahead and make more.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. So I suppose so that is the reason I came up with an idea like, hey, we can go ahead by social media. SEO is being done so we can go ahead and showcase the business. Social media is there to go ahead and gain the trust. They will see comments, mm-hmm. they will see likes, they will see what this business is doing, what this book is about. We can even go ahead and, you know, advertise your book over there so people can go on to Amazon and buy it. What do you think about this mm-hmm. idea? I just thought of it.
That's great because that's kind of what I want to do too. Like the website has a section for books, right?
Yes.
And then we can link the clicks from that section straight to Amazon. You know, but also if we're doing the social media, yeah, we get a little bit of social media bump for the book marketing too, right?
Of course we can.
So, yeah.
And I suppose that you have received all of the information over the email from Peter about the invoice and everything about it, correct? And you did saw that I put in $100 as my deposit.
I think I saw that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have put in $100 deposit for that for you as well. All right, so we can start. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the amount needs to be paid, all right?
Okay.
So when do you think that we will be able to go ahead and do it? Because I need to go ahead and provide, you know, the billing and time and date and everything about it. They were asking me, you know, how can, you know, companies get?
You want to know when I'm able to pay that other invoice?
Yes, if you can let me know.
It's not going to be till probably next week.
Next week?
Get some money in the account?
No problem. And we can, I can let them know about a date till 6th or 7th, Wednesday or Tuesday.
Sure. Yeah. You let me know. Give me a call or something on that day, and we'll make sure that I got money in there, okay?
Sure. We can go by that. That's not a problem, and we can surely go ahead and see what we can do about it, all right? And the book marketing, I have a really, really good idea about it. Like what can be done for the books as well. So, you know, you have a good name in the books and the art world and the pharmacy and the medical and everything about it. It's print everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Your business. All right, because there will be a time, Trent, that you won't like working. You won't like, hey, why do I have to work and everything about it. Your business should be that strong that you go ahead and sit back, relax, enjoy your juice while someone brings in the cookies and the chips for you?
Well, to a certain degree. I mean, you know,
because
I believe that growth,
I'm thinking,
you know, you still have to put in effort to make growth. But yeah, you're right. you eventually want to make passive income, right? So
yeah, you have to go ahead and make a passive income, because one day or another you will be tired of working 9 to 5 or anything like that, right? Because I do work 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. So do I work 16 to 18 hours a day sometimes when I have to, right?
And it gets frustrated, to be really honest, some of the time. All right, but on the other hand, I'm thinking that, hey, I need to go ahead and set up a business of my own as well. That needs to go ahead and send me enough amount, all right, that I can go ahead and make a month. All right, why? Because at some point, I do get frustrated with work, all right, and I need to go ahead and take some time off from work as well, because we need to go ahead and take a little rest as well. How old are you, Trent? If I may ask.
I'm 46.
You're 10 years older than me.
I get up and do it every day, man. Like, I have energy. You know, like you mentioned earlier that I sound tired. I'm not tired. I was just concentrating on something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm one of those people, I just keep going. I eat right. I sleep right. I'll have a drink maybe once a week, but I don't drink heavily, I don't do drugs, nothing.
Well, that's good to
focused,
know.
You know.
That's good to know. Well, what I'll
when you're
do.
Healthy, when your body's healthy, and your mind is healthy, and then you're able to get through the tough spots, you know, that's what I believe. So.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. So what I'll do for you, that I'll leave you to your work, all right? And I won't be bothering you until the website goes live. And once it's live on the domain, I'll give you a call and we will view it together. And you can let me know if there are any kind of changes still left on the website. Then we can go by that. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Well, you go ahead and enjoy your day. And if you still have anything to share, anything you want to go ahead and, you know, let me know about, hit me up. All right. I'm always going to be there for you.
All right. Let's keep in touch.
Absolutely. All right, and whenever I visit you or you visit me, we'll go out and have a little party.
Well, it'll happen sometime, sometime over this winter, for example, it might even be actually. I usually go to Las Vegas in around late October, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I go down there for the SEMA. You ever heard of the SEMA show? Are you a car guy at all or no?
What was that?
Do you like cars? Do you like cars?
I love cars. Cars are life.
Have you ever been to the SEMA show in Vegas?
No, I really do want to go about, but I haven't because I'm working most of the time.
So what type of cars do you like? Tuners? Do you like American? Like what type of cars do you like?
Well, I do have a 1973 Mark II.
A 73 what, sorry?
A 73 Mark II.
Mark II.
Yes, that is a Toyota.
What brand is that? Toyota? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool.
The Mafia guys keep, you know, it has a 2JZ built engine.
Mm-hmm.
With single turbo, Just makes that, you know, the voice for the turbo.
If you ever went to SEMA, you know what would happen? The same thing would happen to me. When I've known about SEMA since I was a kid, but I never had a chance to go until 2016, a few years ago. And I've gone every year since, except for COVID year. But when you start going to that show, you start getting ideas like what I do. And now I have my own page, my company. I get things, you know, like from ideas, inspiration, you know what I'm saying? And then it inspires you to come up with, if you're a creative person, or if you're like just looking for things to buy, and you can go there and buy things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just buy things from the show. It's a marketing trade show, so like you meet companies. And so if you ever decided to start a business someday and it was in cars, that would be the place you go to network with people, you know. And I've met lots of people there. So it's a really good show. So if I go down there for this year, it's usually late October, I might have a chance to zip over to California and we'll do lunch. Because I like to meet people in person. Who I do business with, I like to meet in person eventually, especially for long term, you know?
Absolutely. Well, this is what I'm thinking, that we can go ahead and do a long term on video conferencing and everything about it later on. All right. So what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and check up on the website how what is the progress on that for both of them, and we'll go by that. Okay.
Let's do that. Yeah. Okay. So right. I'll just be in my office. You let me know when you need to give you a call. Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you take care of yourself, and I'll just go ahead and send you a text, and we can check up on that. All right.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. No problem. All right. Well, you take care of yourself.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. Bye.